This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Braille, it's the writing system of raised dots, which allows blind and visually impaired people to read. It's also the basis of a competition this weekend in California, which includes a participant from the Birmingham area. In many ways, Rachel Heitch is like any other high school freshman in North Shelby County. She plays piano. She likes to sing, loves her phone. But the biggest difference is that Rachel is blind. She was born premature.
I have retinopathy of prematurity, which means that my retinas have been pulled away from my eyes by scar tissue. I have light perception, but, you know, it's pretty useless.
So a key tool in her life, set up right now on her family's dining room table, is her Braille writer. It looks like a shallow typewriter, blue with gray buttons, although fewer than a regular typewriter since Braille is based on a sequence of six dots. Rachel feeds in the thick paper.
Do you want me to type something?
Sure. What do you want to... What's a good practice thing to type?
I am going to the Braille Challenge.
I am going to the Braille Challenge. That's the two-day competition this weekend in Los Angeles. It's put on by the nonprofit Braille Institute. Students compete in areas such as reading comprehension, speed, accuracy, even proofreading. Rachel's one of 10 finalists in her age group. She's been a finalist before, 4 years ago.
So I was terrified, and I was also really nervous and excited. Because if I didn't win, I would, like, regret it for the rest of my life. And I was just scared that the test would be really hard and that I wouldn't win.
She didn't place in the top three then, but Rachel says she's more confident now. She's had a lot of practice with Braille.
I want to win first place.
She says, really, she would regret it for the rest of her life. No exaggeration. Rachel's mom, Kim Heitch, is nervous too, and proud. She sees the competition as a way for Rachel to build critical skills for her future.
For Rachel to have a chance to go to California to participate in this, it's good for her. It's a good motivator. It pushes you to the next level.
Braille may have helped blind people for almost 200 years, but technology today, particularly text-to-speech, is raising questions of whether Braille is really as necessary. Rachel is an emphatic Braille booster. She says there are downsides to having your phone read everything. Some aesthetic.
The computer voice is really irritating.
Others practical.
If I'm in a loud area, I can't hear it very well. And the whole world can hear my speech.
In other words, no privacy. In reality, the old and new technology work in tandem. For example, with the Bluetooth device that lets Rachel navigate her iPhone through Braille. It's all based on the same set of skills, whether reading off a phone, typing on a Brailler, or winning a Braille competition in Southern California. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.